So today we are going to talk about some exercise that you can do when you write. So last week I already explained why this writing and the process of writing is very important when you want to fix new vocabulary, when you want to improve your language. So today we are gonna list four exercises that you can implement, that you can do in order to help you to study in a better way. So the first one, it's in order of difficulty. So the first one is quite easy. Actually, it's very easy. So even if you start today to learn a new language, you can do that because it's very, very simple. And the fourth one is quite complex, so you should already have a good level, a good understanding of the language. But it's progressive, so you're gonna do the first one after the second one, etc., etc. So the first one is quite easy. You just have to copy. So you're gonna take a text in the language that you want to learn. Let's say, I don't know, French. You're gonna imagine you want to learn French. You're gonna take a text in French. You can choose what kind of text you take, and you can take a difficult one or an easy one or a beginner, and you're just gonna copy that. So it's way better if you copy, you write with your hand and not. Do not type in a computer. It's better to take a paper and write. My advice is for every exercise that you do, you should do it every day, and you should do it at least half a page for every day. So that's the minimum that you should do in order to have some benefit. So yeah, the first one you're just gonna copy and make sure to understand the text. So now, and I know what you're gonna say. You say, yeah, but if I just start the language, if I am a beginner, I'm probably not gonna understand. It doesn't matter. You copy the text, you probably don't understand, but after you're gonna research all the vocabulary that you don't understand. You're gonna translate, try to understand, and try to understand the text that you have copied. If you copy half a page, it's not a lot, so you can work on it. The second exercise is a little bit more complex, more difficult, so you should already have some basis, some basic knowledge. Basically, you're gonna take 3 to 5 vocabulary that you do not know. So they are new vocabulary that you don't understand or you don't remember. Take 3 to 5 new vocabulary, and you're gonna create a story. Okay, writing, you write a story or a text. It can also be a description, using as much as possible the 3 to 5 new vocabulary that you choose. So in this way, you're gonna use them a lot. And by doing that, you are gonna put all the new vocabulary in a context which help you to remember this new vocabulary. Believe me, it's very, very effective. It's a very, very effective method. My advice is choose the vocabulary. When you choose the 3 to 5 vocabularies, choose the vocabularies in the same topic, since every day you have to do a text. At least half a page, or an history, a story. Sorry. Try to choose the vocabulary of the same topic every day. So I don't know. Today, 5 vocabulary related to science. Tomorrow, related to philosophy, etc., etc. In this way, is way easier to create the story or the description. Because if you choose vocabulary that are not really related to each other, you're gonna have some struggle, have some problem to create a story that have some kind of logic. The third exercise is, it's very good, is a dictation. So basically, you can ask a friend, you can search on internet, and a lot of you're gonna have a lot of website, especially if the language that you want to learn is a well-known one. You're gonna have a lot of content, a lot of dictation that you, for free of course, that you can do. So it's very effective. You're gonna listen, you're gonna write. It's even better if you have someone to correct yourself, or just having the text of the dictation, so often you can compare, you know, the two. I always did that in my when I study a language, but the thing is that you already need, in order to do this exercise, you already need a good level, okay? Especially if the dictation, if they dictate quite fast. And the last one, which is probably the most difficult one, is translate. So you have to translate. You always should translate from your native language to the language that you want to learn. Why? Because if you do the opposite, if you take the language that you want to learn and you translate into your mother tongue, into your mother language, you're gonna write your mother language. You don't want that. You have to write, because as I said in the previous podcast, the important of the writing is the process itself. It's when you are writing that you fix all this vocabulary that you need in order to create a sentence. So if you translate from the language that you want to learn to the language that you already know, that you already master, you're just gonna write in your mother language or in another language that you already know. That's not really effective. You want the opposite. You want to take a language that you already know, no matter if your mother tongue or another one that you already understand, and you're gonna translate this text to the language that you want to learn or you want to improve. So you are gonna write in the language that you want to improve, and that's allow you to, as I said before, doing this process of writing and fix all the vocabulary that you don't know or that you need to improve. And if you don't understand something, because not always we can translate everything, so you just check the translation, and in this way you're gonna improve, you're gonna learn. And of course you can choose the difficulty of the text when you translate, so you can translate something quite easy if you are at the beginning of this exercise, if it's already a lot of months that you're doing that, or maybe here you can choose something more difficult. That's up to you. But these four exercises really help you to improve. And my advice is start as soon as possible with the first one. Copy a lot. Once you feel that it's too easy, jump to the second one. So you take 3 to 5 new vocabulary, create a story. When you feel that is becoming quite annoying to do that, because after a time, if after some month that you're doing that, it's natural that you're gonna feel that this exercise is too monotone, is always the same, you always have to create something, it becomes annoying, you can jump to the third one, you can do dictation, etc., etc., until the day that when it's a lot of time that you translate, you can feel very comfortable with that, and you can learn another language, or you can improve in another way.